Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Balancing social media use and knowing when to take a break. That is an interesting topic. And with us to talk about it and why it's crucial to manage our time online, digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. I know you didn't always feel the same way about taking breaks from social media, did you?
I definitely didn't. And good morning. Years ago, my work, it had me plugged into social media around the clock. And that meant covering every bit of bad news that ever hit the internet. And it made me realize that, you know, while social media, it's such an important part of our lives, but too much of it can be harmful. And studies we know now have shown that overuse of social media can adversely affect our mental health.
Yeah, let's talk a little more about that. How exactly does social media overuse impact us that way?
Well, the biggest impact comes from overuse. Overuse leads to or can lead to anxiety and depression. When you constantly see other people's highlights, it makes us feel inadequate. It makes us feel like we're missing out. And in addition to all of that, there's an endless scroll, and that leads to sleep problems, you know, that light at night and how it affects your eyes, and that further impacts mental well-being. And all of that, it can reduce our attention spans, and it makes it harder to focus on tasks.
Yeah, I bet if people really took notes on how many hours they're on social media during the day and looked at that and thought about it, they'd be frightened, don't you think?
They would be absolutely frightened. I mean, before you know it, it's time to go to sleep. You know, you're using it all day.
It was so many of us using social media so many hours every day. How do we know when it's time to take a break?
It's a great question. I would say that you want to watch for feelings of being overwhelmed. You feel anxious. Or you feel sad after you're done using social media. And if you find yourself constantly comparing your life to others, or if you are having trouble sleeping, you're waking up in the middle of the night because you want to use your phone, these are red flags. And if you feel like social media overall is just taking up too much of your time and it's getting in the way of your daily responsibilities, it might be time to take a step back.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's like a drug, isn't it? I mean, really.
It really is. And I remember early on when we were first talking about mental health issues, that's what a lot of people were comparing it to, that it's like a drug.
So are short breaks enough? Do you need longer breaks? What kind of breaks are we talking about here?
I think, Bob, both types can be beneficial. You know, when you take a quick break, when you step away for a few minutes or a few hours during the day, I mean, that resets your mind. I think it can help reduce immediate stress. When you take extended breaks, you know, we call those digital detoxes, and that can last for a few days or a few weeks. Those can have a more profound impact on your overall mental health. And I think that that time allows you to have enough time to reassess your relationship with social media.
So what are your tips for taking effective breaks from social media?
Let's break it back into those different kinds. For quick breaks, I would say set specific times during the day to check your account so you're not constantly online. You should turn off non-essential notifications to reduce distractions. You don't want to know every time someone clicks like on a post. That's the opposite of what you want. For longer breaks, you can start by setting a goal. Say to yourself, I'm going to take this weekend off, or I'm going to take this full week off. You might want to let your friends and followers know you're taking a break so you don't feel pressure to check in. You might also feel better if they're worried because you're always there and all of a sudden you're not, that something might have happened to you. And then use that time to find alternative activities to fill the time that you would usually spend online. You could read a book. You could go for a walk. You could actually spend time with someone in person, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, imagine that. And what about someone who struggles, really struggles to take breaks?
And they're out there. I know it. If you find it hard to take breaks, you might want to just gradually reduce your usage. There are apps like on Apple. They have screen time. That's on iPhones, or Digital Wellbeing on Android. Those apps help you track and limit your time on social media. And, you know, you can also seek support from friends or family, and they can encourage you and hold you accountable.
Digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg with us here at 752. And we're talking about social media breaks. And Scott, what about somebody who can't take a break because their work involves social media?
Yeah, and that's definitely bound to happen. So it's crucial in this case to set boundaries. You want to create a clear distinction between your work social media use and your personal social media use. So schedule specific times for your work-related tasks and stick to those. Use tools to manage and schedule your posts so you're not constantly online. And remember to take regular breaks away from your screens throughout your workday to avoid burnout.
Now, the way the social media platforms are designed actually fuels our tendency to overuse them, doesn't it? I mean, they're designed to make us want more and be on there more.
They really are. It's a really good way of putting it. They're designed to be engaging, but also to keep you scrolling for as long as possible. So you hear the terms endless scroll, infinite scroll, and then there's notifications, and then there's algorithms that show you content tailored to your interest. All of these things combined, they can make it really hard to put your phone down.
Some people, I think, feel pressure. They want to be always available online, you know, always connected. It's my theory that, and I know I'm going to hear about this, that women always want to be in touch. You know, men, nah, not so much.
Well, I might steer clear of that in my answer, but it's a very real challenge. And you want to remind yourself that it is really okay if you miss out on some updates. That feeling of always needed to be connected means that you're worried that you're literally going to miss something, and you're not going to miss something because the algorithm is going to make sure of that. So it's okay to focus on what's happening around you and remember that life doesn't always take place on a screen.
Right. All right. Well, sum it up. Final thoughts on balancing social media use?
Yeah, sure. I would say this. It's important to remember that social media should be there to enhance your life. It should never control it. So don't let it dictate what you do. There's a way to achieve a healthy balance. And no matter what you hear from other people, it is okay to take breaks. And it's very important to always prioritize your mental health.
Yeah, more than okay. That brings us to the Genius Bar today. And an interesting question, best way to back up your information, your pictures. Some cloud services have shut down unexpectedly or scaled back the space. And other times people have gotten locked out of their accounts and they're not able to access their stuff again. What's the best way to safeguard your stuff?
So what I always tell people is when it comes to backing up your data, there's no such thing as too many backups. What you're talking about with cloud services is a very real thing. Now, if you use a major cloud service like iCloud or Google Drive, those things are not going to shut down. Those things are going to be there. But that doesn't mean that every cloud service is 100% guaranteed to always be trouble-free. So what people do, and it's extra work, yes, but what people do is they use a cloud service to back up, so things just happen automatically overnight when you're connected to Wi-Fi, and then they use an external hard drive. And, you know, these things have gotten smaller over the years. I remember when they were 3 pounds. Now they weigh a couple of ounces. You can put them on your keychain. So, you know, you can actually have a physical backup for your photos, for your videos, for your passwords, for whatever it is. You can also rely on the cloud storage as like an extra piece of having that peace of mind that there's still, you know, something there controlling what is backed up. And all you have to do in that case is log into the cloud service, make sure everything is okay, check the hard drive, make sure it's still working. There are less moving parts than hard drives now. They used to be those real actual hard drives with a disk, and now they're all digital and memory. So, you know, I would say the more backups you have, the safer you're always going to be.
Do you have multiple copies of your important files, Scott?
I do. I have my cloud service that I use, and I have my backup drives, and I probably have a million backup drives in my closet. So it's probably like so redundant. But I have a current one now that is attached to my computer, and it always backs up automatically. It works automatically in the background as well. And I know it's there in case I need it. And normally you don't need it, but that's one of those things. It's like an insurance policy. It's one of those things where you're just happy you have it when you know something could go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Advice we all need these days from Scott Kleinberg. Thank you, Scott. Talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Take care, Bob.